I'm Rick Conrad with your QCCR News Update. The South Shore Flying Club's request for a break on its rent at the South Shore Regional Airport had a rough landing at Regional Council on Tuesday evening. Region of Queens councillors voted down a motion from District 6 councillor Stuart Jenkins to forgive the Flying Club its $4,000 lease fee. Jenkins was the only councillor who supported the motion.
The club is more than just a club. They're stewards of the airport. Years in the past, this region used to pay somebody thousands of dollars a year to sit at the airport just in case there was a plane come in.
The municipality owns the small airport in Greenfield, but 2 years ago it planned to sell it. Instead, in 2023, the region signed 20-year leases with the Flying Club and the Nova Scotia Drag Racers Association. The racing group pays $9,000 a year to lease the property for its events. Under the Flying Club's lease, it has access to the large hangar, but it also agreed to maintain the property for the region. The club says now that it can no longer afford the annual fee. President Peter Gow wrote the newly elected council last October looking for the rent waiver. He could not be reached Wednesday for an interview. Jenkins said the club's 34 members spend a lot of their own money maintaining the airport, terminal building, hangars, and grounds. Three of the club's members are also on call to respond to any problems at the airport or to refuel a plane.
So we still have a viable airport. It is a club, sure, but it's also an asset that this region should be looking at seriously, and it's also an asset that we pay very little to maintain. Everything else there is done by the club at their expense.
According to the club's financial statements, it recorded a loss in 2024 of just over $2,600. As of December 31st, it had a bank balance of over $15,000. Other councillors pointed to the club's bank balance and its $25 annual membership fee and said the club could do more to raise revenue. The club also spent about $2,200 on clothing last year, as well as $1,200 on a new highway sign for the airport. Councillors said the club likely won't have those expenses this year. District 2 councillor Maddie Charlton said she appreciates what the club does for the airport, but they also have a whole year to fundraise to help cover their costs. And with budget talks coming up, she said she doesn't want to commit to the rent waiver, especially with other groups in the region like the Queens County Food Bank asking for funding.
We are going into this budget process right now completely blind. We don't know what our bottom line is. We don't know what things we really have to do from senior management that are going to come forward. I think, you know, it's probably fair to say that there will be some surprises there. We know we have huge infrastructure challenges. When I think about our strategic priorities, it was mentioned by the mayor earlier about food insecurity was one of them. I feel like that would be an easy one to resignate, assisting the food bank with the rent and those priorities, but I don't necessarily feel the same way with this ask at this time.
After the meeting, Mayor Scott Christian said the club may be able to offset some of its operating costs through its application to the region's Community Investment Fund. The region usually announces the recipients of those grants later in the spring. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.